trafficking. They've invited churches all over the world, their efforts to rescue and to restore those who have been enslaved through human trafficking, and also to bring those to justice who have been guilty of committing such crimes. And so to help financially support this mission, as my wife mentioned also, we're going to be receiving an offering. They've asked for $24 for each family that is able to participate for the cost of their staff and all of the resources that they need to make their missions effort successful. If you have that today, we're going to receive that at the close of the message. But you're obviously free to do that at any time. We do have a designation on our website at clcsb.org, or you can go directly to ijm.org and give additionally to whatever is received today. In addition to this, what's going to make this a little bit more special today is that we're not going to do necessarily a preached message. What we're going to do together today is prayers of declaration. Okay, we're going to do some prayers of declaration. Some of our COC leaders are going to help with that. We're going to declare some things. We're actually going to be keeping pace with the series that we've been in, the Covenant Elevation series that we've been in. So some of the points that you'll hear our leaders declaring we're going to declare together with them, they actually are pulled from this chapter 20 in the book of Genesis, because that's where we were as we left off in that particular series. We're wanting to stand in declaration for this issue. This is a very strong issue. It's something that I don't think many of us have been willing to face up to and to really take on, even the church. And if there's any entity within this world that ought to be taking this on, it's the church. It's the body of Christ. And so we want to awaken to some things. We want to realize our strength and realize the power that we have in God to really take on these various issues that help to set people free. Amen. And so I just want to give you a minute right here to just kind of loosen the atmosphere a little bit, because what we really want to do is have a spirit flow. Because what we want to do today is to send prayers to where they are needed. Not just all around the world, but even in our country. Not just all throughout different states. Sometimes right in our own neighborhoods, and we don't even know it. So this is a very serious issue that we're going to today. I want to just ask you if you just play just a little bit. And because I do want just to use this time to really just set some atmosphere. Because what we want to do is make sure that the Spirit of God is flowing in this moment. So some of what we declare today, it's going to pertain to those who are enslaved. But also what we're declaring today is going to pertain to those who are just bound spiritually. So this isn't just for those who are enslaved because of human trafficking. There are a number of people who are just bound by the enemy just because they're here on this planet. They're walking free from chains. They're walking free in the earth, but in the spirit realm, they need some freedom as well. And so I'm going to read this first scripture from Genesis chapter 20 in verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to share a little bit about it, and I'm going to have one of our leaders to come and make some prayers of declarations for us this morning. In verse 20, or chapter 20, in verses 1 through 2, it says this. Stephanie, I'm going to bring you down just a little bit right here, and just as I'm reading this here. Thank you. That's good. It says, Abraham moved south to the Negev and lived for a while between Kadesh and Shur. And then he moved on to Gerar. And while living there as a foreigner, Abraham introduced his wife Sarah by saying, you have to catch this, please. He says to her, she is my sister. Now, Abraham and Sarah are married, but he has her introduce herself as a sister. And so what we see right off the bat in this particular scripture is that someone is not identifying themselves in the power of who they really are. For whatever fear that he may have in this moment, and that pertains to us today, somewhere in our lives as Christian believers, we are not declaring to the world who we really are. And because of that, we're not walking in the power that we really have. And there's a power of the enemy that gets to run free when the power of God is silenced, because his people don't stand in their real place. I'm going to have us, Mrs. Arielle Phillips, if she would come right now. She's going to have us declare some things about our true identity in Christ.
Morning. We speak an end to false identities in the body of Christ. I'd like for you to repeat this after me. We are God's children, seated with him in heavenly places. He's given us power over all the power of the enemy. He has given us dominion in the earth. He has given us keys to the kingdom. Concerning false identity, I just began to think about an inheritance. And when someone leaves an inheritance, of course, they've gone through the process to create a will, and it's specified who will get what. And if you are not who you say you are, you won't receive the inheritance. As Christians, those who profess Christ, we were given the ultimate inheritance. That is our authority in the earth and eternal life. We must shed our false identity, everything that's not like what God would have us to be, in order to obtain the fullness of our inheritance. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for who you are and what you've done to enable us to walk freely and in victory. We understand that by choosing to be falsely identified, we allow the sacrifice of Jesus to be mocked. Forgive us for our selfishness and our fear. And God, we make the decision today to draw near to you in a greater way, near to your presence and intent on making your presence known to others. We arise from the ashes. We come out of the darkness and into your marvelous light to proclaim that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No longer will we stand by in silence as the enemy wreaks havoc and steals the territory that was rightfully granted to the children of God. No longer will we allow bondage to be our portion. We declare freedom today. Depression is not our identity. Anxiety is not our identity. Fear is not our identity. Compromise is not our identity. Anger, malice, failure to forgive, not our identity. Sickness of any kind is not our identity. Giving up, throwing in the towel, going back to places of familiarity in the past, opening portals and gateways to the enemy through witchcraft, manipulation, and sexual sin is not our identity. We take back our rightful place. We won't look to the right or to the left in comparison. We cancel every label that didn't come from heaven, every self-fulfilling prophecy that attached itself, every generational curse that has reigned in our bloodlines. It stops here. Yes. We see you, and we're not allowing you to rob us of our identity in Christ. Yes. Never again. Yes. No more. Our children and our children's children will know their names, and they will not be entangled in a false identity from the enemy. We look to you, O God, where our help comes from. We will go where you want us to go when you want us to. We will do what you want us to do when you want us to. And we will say what you want us to say, how and when you want us to say it. We won't back down. We won't shrink. We won't be silent. We will press toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. And we will do so unashamed. We will use the power, the dominion, the keys that you've given us for your glory until the day of your return. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like in the natural, we walk by faith and not by sight. We are who you say we are. We are who you say we are. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Ari. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I forgot to say this. You don't have to just sit there. In fact, I would almost suggest that you stand up. I'm not, you don't have to if you don't feel like it. But sometimes when people are interceding, it just feels a little bit better when they have a little bit of room to move and to agree in prayer. So if you don't want to stand, I'm not going to force you to stand. But, you know, I can't. It's hard for me to sit still when prayers like that are going forward. So if you want to stand, walk a little bit and just kind of pace some things. You want to grab a flag and just wave some prayers over to wherever we're sending these prayers. They're going all over the world. So I'm just telling you, you don't have to just sit still. You might not be able to. You might not even want to. Now, I would even suggest that, you know what? You might stir some things up if you walk around a little bit. If you stand to your feet. So I'm just going to leave it there, and I'm just going to keep on reading, okay? I want to take you to Genesis 20 in verses 3 and 7. Here's what happens when Abraham takes his wife into this land. They face King Abimelech. King Abimelech in this particular setting here represents the unsaved world for us. Okay, he represents the unsaved world, and where he's king is really the unsaved places within our world. It says, but that night God came to Abimelech. Now understand that Abimelech called to Sarah and had her come to him because they lied and said, you know what? Why don't you say that you're my sister instead of my wife? Because if they find out that you're my wife, they'll kill me and take you for themselves. And so I don't want that. So I can't stand to stand in our identity as husband and wife because I want to spare my own life. And unfortunately for us as believers, that's kind of what we do. It's like, I don't want to stand out too much. I don't want to be ostracized from this setting. So I'm not going to push my identity as a Christian or a believer in Christ too much to the forefront because I don't want to be harmed in any way. I don't want my feelings to get hurt. I don't want people to look at me and reject me for who I really am. So I'm going to make something up and say, you know what? I really want to fit in. And it says that night God came to Abimelech in a dream and told him, you are a dead man, for that woman that you have taken is already married. And he says in verse 7, now return the woman to her husband and he will pray for you because he is a prophet. And then you will live. But if you do not return her to him, you can be sure that you and all of your people will die. When I read that and God showed me, here's the point you need to declare and to decree. I saw that when Abimelech represented the unsaved world, the world is still unsaved because we who are Christian believers are not taking the message of the gospel to them. And God says to Abimelech and to an undying and to an unsaved dying world, if you don't become what I've called you to be, surely you and all of your family will die and you will perish for eternity. But I need somebody that can stand in their rightful place to tell you who you are. Now, as this pertains to human trafficking, there's a warning to those who are doing this. There's a warning to those who are taking people who do not belong to them. And I'm not going to pray that for you. I'm going to invite some military folk. I'm going to invite my brother from the military to go in and do some special ops declaring for us this morning. Can you all receive Quentin Phillips as he comes this morning?
Man, can the people of God say who? Who? All right, that's an army term for y'all. All right, as Pastor Doug read in Genesis 23 and verse 7, there's two things happening here. There's a warning to the captor, and there's freedom to the captives. Okay? Go ahead and repeat after me with this one. We speak God's command to those that are wrongly enslaved and to those that are wrongly enslaving others to release them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And after you have become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, and we yield to your holy will in this moment. Father, we engage fully upon the authority of your kingdom given to us to declare freedom this day. As kingdom citizens, we believe in a divine supernatural power that defeats Satan and his devices of human trafficking, captivity, and enslavement, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Satan, we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are here to cancel your agenda of oppression and wrongful enslavement. For far too long, you have entangled a spirit of deception and manipulation over the people of God. According to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6, we use the mighty weapons of the Spirit of God to destroy you. We eliminate by faith in Christ and the power alone of all these strongholds of captivity over all the people. We destroy it. You have lied to our hearts and our minds, and we take back our thoughts and our hearts. We call to the spirit of the lost, to the enslaved and the captives, to return to the kingdom of God. We believe that the back of captivity is broken and eliminated. We declare restoration to families, healing from pain and suffering, newness of mind, freedom from thoughts of suicide. And we also declare the softening of the hearts of the oppressors. Our Lord and Savior has defeated you, Satan. And we are here today to remind you to take your hands off the people of God. All will now walk freely, released from bondage and loved forever by the Father. Thank you, Father, that you have our hearts. Thank you, Father, that we have hearts for the enslaved. Thank you, Father, that we stand ready to restore those impacted by this attack. We do not cast judgment, but Father, we stand ready to comfort and to love each person who has been affected. Your will being done in and through your people. Your kingdom has come. We thank you, Father. We speak God's commands to those who are wrongfully enslaving others to release them naturally, spiritually, and emotionally. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 61, the very first verse says this. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed." That's what we are doing here today. By the power of the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, we are declaring that prisoners, both naturally and spiritually, are going free in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastors Cruz and Patricia Rivera if they would come and present this next prayer point for us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
So we need another microphone. Do you have this? The third point is very interesting because
el tercer punto es muy interesante porque
we declare freedom.
Declaramos libertad
to the captives.
A los cautivos.
Y en este grupo,
and in this group,
entramos todos.
We all enter.
Con Cristo y sin Cristo.
In Christ or without Christ.
Hoy necesitamos declarar.
Today we need to declare.
Y creer.
And believe.
Que va a haber libertad en nuestras
vidas. That there will be freedom in our lives.
Y en la vida de otras personas.
And the lives of other people.
Cuando nosotros nos referimos a la palabra cautivo,
when we refer to the word captive,
se refiere a una persona,
it refers to a person,
que está dominada,
that is domained,
por algo,
by something,
o por alguien,
or by someone,
ya sea la fuerza,
whether it's a force,
o voluntariamente,
or it's willingly,
puede ser en algún lugar,
it could be at a place,
o una área de su vida.
Or an area of their life.
Cuando Jesús se refirió,
when Jesus referred,
que el Espíritu del Señor,
that the Spirit of the Lord,
que es el Espíritu Santo,
which is the Holy Spirit,
estaba sobre él,
was over him,
él se refería específicamente,
he referred specifically,
a que venía a cortar,
that he would come and cut,
sobre nuestras vidas,
over our lives,
toda
over our lives,
atadura,
every chain,
del pasado,
from the past,
emocionalmente,
emotionally,
todo lo que pudiera estar en nuestra mente,
everything that could be in our mind,
atados,
that would hold us captive,
por aquello que nos afectó en nuestra vida
personal,
that what
affected us in our personal life.
Y el enfoque de Jesús,
and the focus of Jesus,
cuando él se presentó en la tierra,
when he came down to earth,
fue
over the, God is over me,
para traer libertad,
to bring liberty.
Y tú y yo tenemos que creer eso.
And you and I have to believe this.
El enfoque es traernos libertad.
The focus is to bring freedom.
La palabra de esperanza.
The word hope.
Que tú y yo podemos hablar.
That you and I can speak.
A otras personas.
To other people.
Es que en Jesús.
Is that in Jesus.
Hay libertad.
There is freedom.
Ponte sobre tus pies.
Stand to your feet.
Amen. Cuando estamos hablando de libertad,
we're
del cautivo,
of liberty, freedom of the captive,
cuando el pastor nos pidió que estuviéramos orando por este
pastor
punto,
asked us to be praying over this,
yo empecé a recordar,
I began to remember,
cuántas cosas,
how many things,
Jesús vino y liberó en mí,
has Jesus come and
el espíritu de orfandad,
brought freedom from me, the spirit of orphanage,
el espíritu de,
the spirit
de soledad,
of loneliness,
de tristeza,
or sadness,
de dolor,
of pain,
y yo no sé cuántos de
and
nosotros,
I don't know how many of us,
podemos levantar nuestras manos y decir,
lift
soy
our hands and say, I am
soy libre,
free,
tal vez de
I am
finanzas,
free, maybe
soy
of finance,
libre de acoso sexual,
maybe
soy
of sexual
libre
assault,
de,
I am free,
yo fui acusada sexualmente,
I was sexually assaulted
era
many
horrible
times. It was horrible.
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 ¿Cuántos podemos levantar
how many of
nuestras
us
manos
can
y
raise
decir,
our hands and say and
somos
declare
libres.
We are free.
Soy libre.
I realmente am free.
Ya no estoy cautivo.
I'm no longer
no
captive.
Más mentiras.
No more lies.
A mi mente.
To my
mi corazón. No más ataduras.
No more chains.
Soy libre realmente.
I am free truly.
Y esa libertad
and that freedom
que Dios nos ha dado
that Jesus, that God has given
en
us
Jesús.
Through
Jesús
Jesus
hizo muchas cosas.
Jesus made many
hizo
things.
Milagros.
He did miracles.
Y sanó enfermos.
And he healed the sick.
Jesús tuvo 12 discípulos.
Jesus had 12 disciples.
Los formó, los discipuló.
He discipled them.
Pero la cosa más maravillosa que Dios hizo,
the most amazing thing that he did,
es el sacrificio en la cruz.
Was the sacrifice on the cross.
Para que tú y yo,
so that you and I,
tuviéramos esa libertad que tenemos.
That liberty that we have.
Libertad, no más cautivos.
No more a
Pero
captive.
Cuando nosotros tenemos esa libertad,
when we have that freedom,
tenemos también una responsabilidad.
We also have a responsibility.
Y eso lo dice en Gálatas.
And that says in Galatians.
Gálatas 1 dice,
Galatians 1
pues firmes,
says, and all the brothers,
con Cristo que nos hizo libres. Gálatas 1:5-1. Dice, yo lo leo primero y luego después. Dice, estad pues firmes en la libertad con que Cristo nos hizo libres, y no estéis otra vez sujetos al yugo de esclavitud.
Wow. Wow. Well, Christ has liberated us into freedom. Therefore, stand firm and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery.
No más sujetos a ese yugo.
No more to that yoke of slavery.
Pero también tenemos una responsabilidad.
But we also have a responsibility.
Y en Gálatas 5:13.
Galatians 5:13.
Nos dice porque vosotros
us,
hermanos
for you are called to freedom, brothers.
A libertad fuiste llamado.
Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh.
Dice, y solamente libertados como ocasión, no para la carne, sino para servir en amor a otros.
But serve one another through love.
Y esa es la responsabilidad que hoy tenemos.
And that's the responsibility we have.
Al tener esa libertad.
To have that freedom.
Servir en amor a otros.
So that we can serve with love to others.
Y por qué no extiende sus manos y vamos a orar.
Let's extend our hands and pray.
Vamos a celebrar la libertad que tenemos.
The freedom that we have.
Pero también.
But also,
vamos a extendernos.
Let's extend ourselves.
A poder dar ese servicio
that service
a otros,
to others,
de esta libertad que estamos gozando.
This freedom that we have.
Padre celestial, en esta mañana,
Heavenly Father, in this
venimos
morning,
delante de tu presencia,
come
Señor,
unto your presence,
y te damos gracias,
we
Señor.
Thank you.
Gracias, Señor, estamos
we
aquí, Señor,
we are here,
gozando de una libertad
we are here worshiping
maravillosa, Señor.
For your wonderful
gracias,
freedom.
Señor. Gracias
thank
por esa libertad que
thank
tú nos has traído. Dale gracias a Dios por la libertad
Let's
que tú puedes tener, tal vez en tu mente, en tu corazón,
mind, heart,
tal vez en tus finanzas,
finances,
tal vez en tu familia,
family,
en enfermedad, cualquier
sickness,
situación. Señor, declaramos libertad,
Father,
libertad
freedom,
en nuestras finanzas, libertad en nuestro cuerpo,
finances,
declaramos sanidad, Padre celestial,
healing, Father,
en nuestra familia, Señor.
Family.
Tu palabra dice
your
que nuestros hijos vendrán, Señor. Padre, declaramos
Father,
sanidad, libertad,
healing,
Padre celestial,
freedom, Father,
en el nombre de Jesús,
Jesus,
Señor. Y también te damos gracias, Señor, porque esta libertad,
because
Señor, es un yugo que no vamos a regresar.
That
es un yugo de libertad auténtico.
Freedom,
no necesitamos regresar otra vez y volvernos a poner ese yugo, esa atadura,
yoke,
esa
chain,
cadena, Señor.
Chain,
tú, Señor, con tu sangre preciosa,
you, with your precious
nos
blood,
diste esa libertad,
gave us
Señor,
that freedom.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
Ahora quiero así rapidito, mira.
Oh, real quickly.
Ahí donde tú estás,
where you're at,
tú conoces a una persona,
you know a person,
que sabes que está cautiva,
and you know they're captive,
alguna adicción, alguna situación
maybe
en su vida,
maybe a situation,
cualquier cosa que sea,
whatever it is,
quiero que hagas algo en este momento.
I want you to do something in this moment.
Levántala en oración.
I want you to lift them up in prayer.
Pon ante Dios el nombre de la persona.
Put their name in God's
y declara libertad sobre ella. Hazlo.
And declare liberty over them.
Alza tu voz.
Speak.
Alza tu voz.
Raise
habla.
Your word.
Que tú mismo te escuches, Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
En esta hora oramos a ti, Señor.
This time we pray to you,
para que tú le hagas libre.
So that you can help them be free.
A cada persona que se está levantando en oración.
Every person that is being lifted
que
up
se
in
rompa
prayer,
toda atadura.
May every chain be broken.
Todo aquello que lo tiene de alguna manera
whatever
afectado.
Has them affected.
en el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Isaiah 43, verses 5 and 6. I want you to extend your hands to the north right now. I believe that's this way. And I just want you to say this: give them up. Give them up. Give them up. Now I want you to point to the south that's behind you. Do not keep them back. Do not keep them back. Do not keep them back. Now let's point to, let's go west. Bring my sons from afar. Bring God's children from afar. Bring God's sons from afar. Now let's go to the east. And bring God's daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring God's daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring God's children from the ends of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that when a person comes out of slavery, it's not enough for them to just take the chains off of their wrists and ankles? It's not enough to just open the jail cell. People have to now know how to live. And that is one of the things that we appreciate about IJM, International Justice Mission, is that they not only take the time to go in and rescue, physically pull them out of slavery, but they also take the time to help restore these people back to life. And so I just want to ask John Abira if he would come and pray, because we're going to pray not just prayers of freedom, but prayers of restoration today. Come on, Dr. John Abira.
So can everybody just repeat after me? We declare, that those who have been enslaved will be restored. Exodus 6:5-8. It says, "And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. And I remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord.
Yes.
I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people. I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage, for I am the Lord." Freedom is one thing. And restoration is another. And the lie that a lot of these people have accepted, lies that I've accepted, is that God's the one who put them there. That's not true. The truth of the matter is, God's the one who brings them out. Amen? And as I was praying about this yesterday, I heard freedom is not just freedom. There's more than one type of freedom. There's freedom physically, where I had this vision where God just busting open the door, door's wide open, you're free. So you stand there. That doesn't mean you're free though. Because the trick of all these people, the trick of sin, the trick of the devil, is that that door is always wide open. But if I'm not free here or here, I'm just going to back right up into it again. And then I'm going to sit in that jail cell with that door wide open. And I've been there. So like Pastor Doug said, remember that this freedom service is for you guys too. Freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom from fear, freedom from the past, freedom from pain. Another thing that he showed me yesterday was, as I was praying, he showed me a barn car. Does anybody know what a barn car is? It's these cars that have been left for years in these barnyards. And they've been through hell and back. They're rusted, they're dented, they're bruised. They've been exposed to the environment. But then a mechanic sees that car and he sees the potential. Takes it apart piece by piece. He starts with the engine. He gets that engine to start running so that you can start moving. Then he starts working on the interior. He starts working on the outside. He starts working on your attitude. He starts working on your self-confidence. Next thing you know, you have that final product. That shiny, brand new car that was once trash is now worth thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's where this ministry does so much, with not just the freedom, but the restoration. So right now, God, I pray for not only physical freedom, but I pray for freedom in their minds.
Yes, God.
I pray for complete restoration, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I pray that you continue to open the right doors, God. The right doors for these women and children to be rescued and restored. I pray for such transformation. Somebody say transformation. That they will not even recognize themselves in the name of Jesus. I pray for them physically, that any harm to their bodies, the things that they've experienced, be healed in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray as you restore them, that you would open their eyes to the truth. The truth that sets them free, the truth in who they are, the truth that you are our Father, God. That you are the one who sets them free, that sets us free. That you turn this mess into a message. And I pray that they would be open to your love and be willing to restore, God. And I pray for the past, God. I pray that you put the past behind them. That they can enjoy the present and see hope in the future. I pray that their hearts are renewed. Their thoughts, the memories, the feelings, the triggers will be covered in the name of Jesus. Cover it with your blood, God. Cover it with your blood, God. And you exchange them with thoughts of hope, thoughts of future, thoughts of a sound mind, God. And I pray for peace in the name of Jesus. I pray for security, Lord God. And God, as I pray that these people are restored, that you will send God-filled relationships to be a support for them, God. I pray for hardened hearts, God. Calloused hearts, just be melted. I pray that they would be open to love again. Open to be loved. To feel loved, to accept love. And I pray as these people's lives are restored, that they can be an example for others to live in complete restoration from any type of bondage, Lord God. And God, I pray for redemption. I pray for conviction among the people who are enslaving these precious ones. And I pray for justice be served. But above all, somehow, God, that they will see you and they would find you. And they would be repentant. I pray for remorse. I pray that they seek for forgiveness. God, I would pray for restoration among the ones enslaved and the ones who enslaved them in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree for restoration, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. Now listen, hallelujah. When Abimelech was awakened from his dream, God's getting ready to kill him. And Abimelech's like, listen, God, I didn't know. The man told me this was his sister. I thought she was free game. But now you have awakened me. Please don't kill me. Don't kill us. And God said, okay, but you make it quick. Restore that woman back to that man. And here's the thing. I believe the world, when it really comes down to it, is saying, listen, Christian, child of God, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you lie and say you were something else? Why didn't you give me the truth? I'm getting ready to die. My family's getting ready to die. We're getting ready to go to an eternal hell. And you're trying to identify with me. It's like, listen, you need to help me identify with you. I don't need you compromising, trying to identify with me. You're going to get us all killed here. So we need truth. David said, thou desirest truth on the inward parts. But you know what? We need the truth coming from the outward parts as well. And so I want to invite Rose to come. Rose Abira. Rose is a truth bearer. I have known you as a truth bearer. Do you know that about yourself? You are a truth. No, I didn't know that. I well know it now. You are a truth bearer, and that's why God led me to give you this point to praise. So please welcome Miss Rosa Beera. Miss Is.
Repeat after me, please. I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ. Body. Oh, you don't have to repeat anymore. Sorry. I'm talking to you, though. I'm talking to all of you. Body, awaken from your slumber. Take on your true identity and stand in your place of authority. Body, I'm talking to each one of you. Lord, thank you for making us the body of Christ. Thank you for making us fearfully and wonderfully in your image and likeness. Thank you that we are children of God. And thank you for our identities as heirs to your kingdom and heirs to your throne. Lord, I am so sorry that we have been asleep.
Yeah.
Lord, we are so sorry for not standing up and taking our place because of our brokenness, because of our fear, because of our sin, Lord. We didn't take our places and other people around us suffered because of that. Lord, we are sorry that we were not being who you called us to be. But today, I pray that we would fully embrace our callings. We are pastors. We are teachers. We are evangelists. We are prophets and we are apostles. And God has given us these gifts to tell your truth, to share our testimonies so that we can help set people free. Lord, I pray that you would take our minds and our hearts and conform them to your will. Brothers and sisters, remember who you are. You're not just a mom or a dad. You're not just a librarian or a cook. You're not a person with nothing to offer. You are a beloved child of God with full access to your loving Father and a rich inheritance. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are loved, you are wanted, and you are called to rescue the brokenhearted. Body, you are called with this identity that you have. It is a gift. And with that gift, God has planted so much in you to help those around you that are going through what you went through 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or even just yesterday, what you went through. Yes, you can help people across the world, but you can also help those people around you, your neighbors, your coworkers, people in church. There's somebody going through what you went through, and they need you. You have the power and authority in Christ to heal, to bless, and to minister. And as you answer your call to help others, you are sowing seeds of blessing for your family and the generations to come. Brothers and sisters, children of God, body of Christ, stand up. Stand up. And be the beautiful, powerful creation He called you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to make one final declaration. And this is how Genesis 20 closes in verses 17 and 18. It says, "Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants so that they could have children." Listen to verse 18. "For the Lord had caused all the women to be infertile because of what happened with Abraham's wife, Sarah." There is an infertility that grips the earth and where we are when we as believers in Christ are not standing in the place that we are supposed to stand in and delivering the message that we're supposed to deliver. The fruitfulness that's supposed to be abundant becomes null and void. So when we have things like human trafficking that the body of Christ is to stand against, and we don't stand against it, those types of things prevail, and it shuts down reproduction. It shuts down fruitfulness. It shuts down the growth and the prosperity that's supposed to be flourishing. And instead, we get dry, weary, unproductive. Emptiness all around us, and things are not prospering the way that they should. I'm going to ask Angela if she would come, one of our faithful prayer warriors and intercessors here at CLC, and she's going to pray through our final point. Let's give her a hand as she comes.
Good morning, people of God. Okay, much better. Repeat after me. We declare fruitfulness over God's people. We declare fruitfulness over God's people. You know, when Pastor Shauna was sharing the scripture this morning, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and life was created. God is doing something here. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, God created in Genesis chapter 1 the light and the seeds and the animals. And He said, and it was good. Created the seeds and it was good. He created the light and it was good. created the earth, and he says, good. But when he created mankind, he said it was very good. How many of you know we were created for fellowship with the living God? We are created to walk with him in fruitfulness on the earth with the living God. You know, in Exodus, when he gave Moses the garments that the priests were supposed to wear, and they were filled with golden bells and pomegranates, we were created to walk in fruitfulness. John chapter 15. And I really sense the Lord just speaking and drawing us in. Pastor Doug had said, once people are out of freedom, into human trafficking, they can't just start. They have to know how to live. And that's the same with us, right? We come broken because we're a hospital, you know, and we come out of freedom, and we need to know how to live. And this is how I believe the Lord is saying how to live. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You are my friends, skipping down to verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. You know, Adam and Eve in the garden, we had the fall after that. But the Lord is still drawing his people to walk with him. And some of us think we have brokenness. Some of us have addictions. Some of us has anger. And the Lord is saying, that doesn't matter. Walk with me. For he takes our ashes and he turns them to beauty. Right? But that is the in abiding, and that is the walking. And he creates a fruitfulness in our land first, which spills over into a fruitfulness in our household, which spills over fruitfulness into our marriage, which spills over fruitfulness into our ministry, which overflows a fruitfulness in our churches, in our cities, and in our nations, because he bears the fruit. He bears the fruit. I'm going to read over 2 Corinthians 4:6. He says, for it is the God, the same God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, is the same one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He brings the light. He brings the truth. He brings the fruit. He brings the love. And he creates wholeness in men. He also knows the hearts of men and knows who calls on his name, who desires change in their lives, who seeks the more, the abundant life that the Lord has so already blessed us with. So, I want you to stand in honor of the Lord, because I'm trusting that he's doing something here. Shout, thank, cry, whatever. But I'm going to release these scriptures of what I believe the Lord wants done here today. That is out of Ezekiel. It is out of Ezekiel 36. And you, O son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, my people, and hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the valleys, and the desolate places, and the cities that have been forsaken and have been plundered. Hear the word of the Lord and prophesy to the mountains of Israel and my people. You shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are about to come. For indeed I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. You shall be tilled and sown. And in the words of God who commanded Pharaoh, let my people go. Let my people go in the name of Jesus. Let every valley be lifted up. Let every mountain and hill be brought low. Let every crooked place be straight. Let every rough place be made smooth. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Father, I thank you for the good work that you are doing here. I thank you for the drawing of your people, Lord God, in the season of intimacy, Father, that you are not only creating life, but you are creating fruitfulness out of our lives and relationships, and everything that we touch shall bear the light, and we will become the salt that you have created us to be, Father. And in all these things, we bless your holy name, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're getting ready to close this in just a minute, but before we do that, I want you to give your attention to the screen. You can take your seats, and we have a video that we want you to see from IJM that really does demonstrate very clearly how desperately our help is needed. So if you can give your attention to the screen right now.
It is no good to eat alone. Food is meant to be shared. These days, I mostly eat with my grandparents. I wonder if I will ever eat with my mother again. Dear Mother, it's been a while since we've seen each other. There are so many things I want to ask you. When I was growing up, I wondered why I lived with my grandpa. Why was I not with you? Where were you all those years? I didn't understand that you were hurting yourself and hurting our family. I didn't know that was why you were away. Do you remember the summer of my 14th birthday?
Feliz, te deseamos a ti.
I thought this is what my life should be. You and me together. So, when you asked me to live with you, I say yes.
Feeling the same?
I didn't know that you were so broken. been your daughter, being with you my mother, meant I was supposed to be safe. But everywhere you took me, I wasn't. Being with you made me afraid, because you threatened me, because you sold me. I wish you have loved me enough to protect me. Something inside of you must have hurt too. Did you know that I pray for you?
Dios mío, te pido por un milagro. Por favor, hazme el milagro de que mi madre mejore y deje todas sus adicciones. Dios mío, por favor, haz que este dolor pare.
The day I go away from you, and when I finally go to tell Grandpa the truth, was hard. Ever since I spoke up, everything has changed. With IJM's help, I'm now safe. The fear I had is disappearing. I'm overcoming all that has happened. It's hard to see you in jail, but I hope you can get better. Mother, I forgive you. Liana, your daughter, Liana.
Human trafficking is such a huge problem. I want to help stop it, but I'm only one person.
One person.
Thank you. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren. You did it to me. Only takes one. In this service, Lord, you've broken our hearts with what breaks yours. And we want to see what you see. We take who we are and what we can give. And you said that for us to do it, we're doing it unto you. To the least of these, we're doing it unto you. So this morning, Lord, take what we have, what you've placed on our hearts to give. And Lord, would you just multiply it as aid, as relief, as rescue, as restoration, as freedom. We ask you, multiply it, Lord. In Jesus' name. We're preparing our $24 or whatever it is that you have in your heart to give today. I want to ask you to please take note of the cards that are prayer cards that you can take at the back table. There's some in your bulletin. And we don't want to leave an emotional feeling and forget the responsibility that he's placing upon us today. So as we give this morning, let's just take our gifts that are going, all of them, to IJM this morning. And let's pray over these gifts that God would multiply. He would multiply them just as he did his fish and loaf. We've seen him do it time and time again. Lord, we take these gifts. And we thank you for your math. Your math is not like ours. And we thank you that it's not. That the kingdom of God operates on an entirely different economy. So we thank you for what you multiply in rescue, in restoration. I thank you, Lord God, for the protection and safety that we live under as your people. That you make a distinction, Father, that what we commit to you, you promise to watch over. And this morning, Lord, we're committing, Lord, this issue in our world to you. And we thank you for unusual doors opening, unusual networking happening. Father, I thank you for shining a light so bright to illuminate places where children and mothers and fathers and those who have been trafficked, they will see a rescue, a way of escape. Thank you, Lord, that this morning, where some places of the world it's night, but in this moment, God, doors are flying open. Chains are being released, God. this moment, God, because a people came together to agree with what your will is for all mankind. We thank you, Lord, for moments of escape. Can you agree with me this morning that right now there are people that's just found a door, a loophole, an unlocked chain, that they will find places of escape and the angels of the Lord posted for their protection right now this morning, God. I just sense you want us to agree with you. So we agree, God. We will hear about it. We will hear stories of freedom. And we thank you, Lord. For what we bring to you, you multiply. In Jesus' name. Can you rise with me and can we just give? Whatever God has given you to give, please come and give now. And while you are giving, let's worship the Lord about freedom this morning. That freedom reigns this morning, not only in our hearts, but in our community, in our place where He's calling us to.
How many of you ladies are either going or planning to go to the women's retreat this coming week, this coming weekend? Can I get you to just gather right here in the center? I don't know what the connection is between Freedom Sunday and what you guys are doing next week or this later this week, but I just want to pray over you. Oftentimes we send our men out and our children out and our women out, and we don't really get to cover them with prayer. But a lot of times, especially as ladies, you know, the women run the home pretty much. And so when they leave, their minds are so stuck at home, like, oh my God, just please, Lord, let it be still standing and the kids still living when I get back. And I just want to pray over you guys so that you can have the full release of what God is getting ready to do. And I recognize there's a limited number of you, but I just want to pray to cover you, to know that everything is safe at home, everything is well. I know they're going to be eating Cheetos and pizza, and they'll live. It'll be all right. Amen. So can you stretch your hands towards these ladies and whatever other ladies are here right now that are planning to be a part of this. Father, I thank you for all of these women, some married, some single. Father, I just thank you for their homes, their households, their families, their children, and for what you're getting ready to do in their hearts, Lord. for what you're getting ready to do in their lives, through their ministries, Lord, through their families, for all that you have in store for them. I pray and bless them, Lord, that you would cover them, that they will bond all the more, Lord God, as sisters, daughters, mothers, as friends, Lord God, in the name and as fellow believers in Christ Jesus. For all who will be in attendance, Lord, bless them. Bless everything that their hands touch, Lord, and let everything that you give to them continue to spread to families all throughout, Lord God, their circle of influence. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to invite our prayer team to come. If you're in need of prayer this morning, would you please just come and pray with one of our prayer team members? If you are in need of salvation, we ask that you would come right now and our prayer team will pray a prayer with you to lead you in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, bless your people right now. In the name of Jesus, bless your people richly. Thank you for what you have done here in this place, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to remember those who are still yet in bondage, Lord, and that we are to declare your freedom all around the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. If you need prayer, please come and receive prayer this morning. Hug a few people before you go, and we'll see you next time. Have a great week. God bless you.